Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even post the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots. Confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. Karen Hall, Uterara Services, is here again as a repeat offender. Welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And Kathleen Kramer, Liberty Real Estate Network. Welcome.
Thank you.
As well, and let remind you if you ever have any home or finance-related questions. I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we're celebrating today. Now, I got to be honest with you. I looked at today's celebration day, and I said, I've got to add just a little bit to it. And being that I do celebrate 5 o'clock for every day, National Orange Juice Day, and the only way you put the National Orange Juice, throw a little vodka in there. What the heck? All the food groups in there, we get juice, and we get a little bit of vegetable from the potatoes. So celebrate National Orange Day with our own policy. Dow Jones Industrial Average is warming up. They're down 51 points. Oil down $2 a barrel. Yeah, well, I wonder if it'll have to do anything with gasoline prices. Obviously, we know in California it's not going to matter because we'll just vote increase the taxes just a little bit more if oil comes down at all. That's just the way we roll here in California. $2.36.7 is the cost of a tank of gasoline in California. $2.98.5 per gallon. The average, according to AAA, just numbers out this morning. Yeah, Europe might be having a little bit of an effect on our market here. I wonder what's going to happen in France this weekend. That race is getting a little closer. Although there's still about a 20-point difference in the race there for their new leadership. And I can't even say their name. Macron, I think, is the one that they're expecting. Labor costs first quarter rose more than expected. Going to be inflationary? We'll find out. And weekly jobless claims dropped to 238,000 below the expectation of 245,000. That might be the reason we're seeing some of the moves that we are seeing in the market. We have not seen anything good when it comes to mortgage rates. Although we did get that number this morning, I think mortgage rates went down a basis point. Is that really going to matter? Who cares? But they, at least they announced it every day. It was 3.61 last year at this time. Now we're looking for Freddie Mac rate 4.02 is what the number came in at this morning. But again, remember, they do that survey Monday through Wednesday. They release the results on Thursday. Outdated information. So we'll at least share it with you. Just give us a good barometer of what's going on in the marketplace. Barometers, get a little sports in here. Every once in a while, we throw a little sports in here. Did you see the Duck game last night? Wow. Exciting. We came back. 2-2 is going to be good for the economy. The Ducks are coming home. No, not the ones that are flying. The hockey players we're talking about. And I did look. I don't know if I got the slides in here. Pretty amazing. Mitchell, I know that you're watching, and I know that you're a big-time fan of the Dallas Cowboys NFL gear. Three out of the top four names on the list for sales, all kinds of sales, were Dallas Cowboys. Ezekiel Elliott, obviously you can get a whole season in there, or it wasn't that popular to start with, 2016 season. Dak Prescott, no one even knew his name until Romo got hurt again. And Dez Bryant, those were three out of the top four in all sales of NFL gear. So good for them, a little extra money there. And the Anti-Comedy Central. Yeah, have you caught any of the glimpse of the lunatic court? I won't even call him by. I mean, I don't even think France will accept him with the way he talks. Unbelievable. I like that. Hashtag fire Colbert. He's talking about the president of the United States that way. Now, I don't care whether you like or don't like him. I mean, show a little respect. Maybe if they got rid of the Colbert character. I heard somebody say that the number one rule of comedy is funny. Why anybody watches this jerk. Unbelievable. And the other one, I've thought about this over and over, whether we should even talk about this one or not. And then I thought, well, you know something? It is amazing because we talk frequently about the concept, do kids belong being politicized? And I'm not a big fan of politicizing kids, but when somebody else brings their own kid into the market and decides that they should be politicized, then you start wondering about it. Jimmy Kimmel. You know, the whole thing with Jimmy Kimmel, I feel very, you know, you feel bad for him and the issue that he's going through with his son. Bring that in a political commentary, it just seems to me that that's what really belongs. I mean, until he got to know, did he make any commentary that he was going to donate anything to Children's Hospital? No. All he was talking about was the Unaffordable Care Act and repealing the Unaffordable Care Act. I wonder if that's really right for commentary along those lines. What do you think? Text me. Or email me, or all the social media stuff. You can go to ronsiegelradio.com. It's ron at ronsiegelradio.com. The Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And in the commentary right now where we're streaming live, ronsiegelradio.tv, there's commentary right on the side of that one as well. So you can get it any way you want. I mean, it's not, unfortunately, nowadays, it's not very hard, not very easy to hide. People can find you anywhere. Interesting question. Well, we're going to pose that question a little later. Those of you that are thrifty, like I am, just give you a little bit of a heads up here. Mother's Day 2017, it is coming up. We've got, what, about 8 days, 9 days, something like that. So we've got Mother's Day gifts that cost less than $100. And I don't even understand half this stuff. But they put this list in front of me and said, 20 gifts guaranteed to like. Now, if your mom likes this kind of stuff, Kamek Jennifer Rain Boots. I don't know why you'd want rain boots for Mother's Day. Isn't it like the end of the season? $99 on their website. Probably get them at half price, being that it's not the rain season. I guess some parts of the country are going into rainy season, aren't we? Terrace Jewelry Organizer. I probably got my mom a million jewelry boxes. I don't think she ever used one of them. But when I was a kid, you know, that seemed like that and the stuff that's on TV, those as seen on TV gifts, don't buy them for mom. She's probably not going to be too excited about those either. Make a card. Probably one thing that they'll be happy with. And getting some of the stuff they're not going to. The Container Store, $29.99. I don't know. It's kind of boring. I'm looking down this whole T4K, Rejuvenation Gift Set. Just what I want to do is say, hey, mom, I think you need to be rejuvenated. That might not be the best thing that I could do there. Planted Beauty Starter Kit. Reversible tote bag. There you go, Walmart, $9.36. Ooh, I think that might get me in a little bit of trouble there, too. Better go off this list. Not be on radio the following Monday. We'll see what happens, though. Especially because my mom might be listening. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. We're going to move right along. Well, you know, I think we're going to head out because we've got a lot to cover today. I can't believe some of the stories we're going to be talking about. Airlines are back in the news again. So there's been about a $10,000 voucher. Got a question for you on that one. We're going to question that one. Fastest growing job in each state. That shot ought to be exciting, right? We'll go through all 50 states, and I'm going to tell you the fastest growing job in all 50 states. Probably not. We'll get a little bit of it. And financial planning, 4 reasons to buy a house today. Lots to cover. We're going to talk about investing, IRA. Maybe it's... We talked about IRAs before we got to the tax season, but now we're in tax planning, tax reporting right now. We're in the planning phase. Maybe investing in real estate, we'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss a part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. We'll be there every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else finds your dream home. A lot of people start after tax, you know, past tax season right now, and you've got all those numbers in mind. If you got a good refund, you'll be getting that check back now. So financial planning is always something you should be in mind for. Let's chat about some reasons to buy a house today. Home ownership is always part of the American dream, and there are advantages to owning your own home. Not all financial. There's educational, there's health, there's social. That just transcend any economic impact. So today we want to look at just a few of those items. Number one, buying is cheaper than renting. The results of the latest rent versus buy report from Trulia show that home ownership remains cheaper than renting with a traditional 30-year fixed rate in the 100 largest metro areas in the United States. Home ownership forces you to save. According to saveadvice.com, homeownership is a great way to save. It's quite simple. I quote them, homeownership is a forced savings account because you own a home. You have no choice. That monthly housing cost has got to be paid no matter what. ownership can be an outstanding way to force yourself to be more frugal in the rest of your spending so that you can save and build equity in your home. Number three, home ownership offers several tax deductions. I'm not giving tax advice today, but there are some questions you might want to ask your tax. And according to the Tax Policy Center briefing book, A Citizen's Guide to the Fascinating, though often complex, elements of the federal tax system. Even the name of the book is long. There are several tax advantages to home ownership. If you want to itemize deductions, you get some benefits there. Taxable income deducting property taxes, capital gains taxes. And experts expect home price appreciation to continue. I keep hearing people say, we're in another bubble. Well, I don't think they understand what a bubble means. You look at what the experts have to say, 3.22% annual appreciation is from the Home Price Expectation Survey from Pulsonomics, 17.3% cumulative appreciation over the next 5 years is their number. Doesn't sound like a bubble to me. I think, remember, if you were alive during the bubble, you probably saw prices going down, not up. I would not suggest this is a bubble. That is real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Well, let's talk about investing in real estate. There are many ways to invest in real estate, and we've got two interesting ladies in the studio with us today. Kathleen Kramer, first-timer with us, Liberty Real Estate Network. Welcome.
Thank you.
And repeat offender Karin Hall is with us. We've talked about self-directed IRAs with Karin. I keep trying to figure out ways to use the property myself. How long has it been coming on? I don't know how long.
I think it's 3 years now.
3 years.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find that method.
You keep telling me no. Yeah, sorry. No, there are ways to say yes, though. Let's talk about
that. Okay, so let's... So maybe we'll get you to say yes today.
All right, let's hear it.
Can I buy an apartment building with my self-directed IRA?
Yes.
Ah, it's all right. We got to finish that. I think the boys are just queuing up right here. They're a little slow. Let's see if we can get them in here today.
Oh, there we go. They showed up.
But they're a little slow to come on here going.
That's our studio audience.
The studio audience, right. So we can do that.
Yes.
Okay, and all the same rules apply that we've talked to in the past.
All the same.
Okay, so I got to hire somebody else to do all the work. I can't use my own labor. I can't collect the rent and put it in my own pocket. All that good stuff. Okay, so we'll move along.
But then you save for retirement. And when you retire one day in the distant future,
okay,
you will be so proud of yourself for being your own best friend, for being so smart
I'm not very smart. I just know smart people.
Well, see, there you go. You're,
maybe that's the idea.
Your net worth is like the five people you hang around with, right?
So, okay, Mitchell, nothing. Well, okay, so let's talk about. I've actually done this once with my mom way back when. Apartment investing. That's your world, Kathleen.
That is my world.
Is it somewhere you want to be? Is investing in apartments, or what are some of the things that we want to do, don't do, the do's, don'ts, the good, bad, and ugly?
Well, as
all in 30 seconds.
All 30 seconds. Well, listen, I've been doing this 21 years.
Okay.
I've been involved in 20.
You started at 8.
I was in diapers.
Okay.
I do admit. But you know, I noticed over the years that the people that had the most income at retirement were the ones that were real estate investors. And the people that invest in real estate over a longer period of time tend to collect single family homes or condos, and then they step up into apartment buildings. So it's a natural progression, and it's really an economy of scale because here in Southern California, as you know, to buy a single-family home, you better be ready to invest $400,000 or $500,000 to get in the door as a starting place. Well, in an apartment building, you can buy a building for, in Orange County or Southern California, $180,000 a door. In some parts
of the country... $180,000? You didn't have to...
A door.
Got to back up, though.
Okay, but
me,
then
I'm,
times
I'm
10.
I'm really slow. We're buying doors now?
You're buying doors.
You have to explain how that door stuff works.
So an apartment building is really a collection of houses, if you think of it that way. And so if you've ever played Monopoly when you were a kid, right, remember that game Monopoly? Well, first you put the houses on, then you trade for hotels, right? Well, This is just buying an apartment building is like buying a hotel for a long-term basis. So that's what I see, is that the clients that I have and for myself as an investor, you can collect single-family homes, but sooner or later that becomes too much to manage or it's just too cumbersome. You have all of these different properties in different areas and you're driving around trying to figure all that out. Sooner or later, you want to consolidate that into one larger asset. And in some parts of the country, these properties are still returning 8, 10, 12% cap rates. You know, you don't find that in Southern California, of course.
So is cap rate, is that what I would call like a return on investment?
Yeah, cap rate is just really
I'm
the...
I'm a simple guy, Kathy.
That's okay, sorry. That's okay. We'll go through the ABCs of investing here. So
let's
really,
go back to where we started.
That's one second, though.
We're talking about doors. So if I said, like, eight doors, that makes eight apartment units in a building?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm a simple guy. Cap rate. Explain that
with
to me.
Well, you know, every type of investment has a way of measuring what the return is.
Right.
Right? So if you have a CD, a bank, you have a certain interest rate that you're getting every year, and you understand what that is. Well, a cap rate is just a measurement of your annual rate of return on owning the building. Technically, it means the percentage of your capital that you invested, your original investment, that you get back every year. Does that make sense?
Got it. Okay, so it's return on cash.
Return on capital investment.
Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. So basically, this is a way that if you're looking at three or four different apartment buildings and you're trying to decide which one to buy, you look at how much does it cost, how much does it return income, what are the expenses, and then you boil it down to what is the rate at which your capital is returned to you, and that's how you can compare two buildings that are very unsimilar.
Okay.
So if you have one 5-unit building and an 8-unit building, you can use cap rate determination to see what the return is and compare the two investments to decide which is better.
Now, is that going to take into account how much of my own cash I put in, or is it based on the value of the property?
It's based on the value of the property that you're buying.
Okay.
So you take the value of the property that you're buying, you look at how much income after the expenses generates every year, and then you divide that in the value of the building or the price of the building, and that gives you a cap rate.
Okay, got it. So now I'm getting a little clearer.
Getting a little clearer?
What about when you're looking at projects, is it strictly the numbers game, or would you be looking and saying, I really don't want to have to manage something that's in, you know, the slums versus something that's in Beverly Hills? Do you look at that, or how does that play into the whole process?
Well, it's a great question. Every real estate investment, whether you're buying a single-family home or an apartment building, has a set of criteria that we look at, right? What is the location? Really, more important than that is, first, you have to ask yourself, what do I want this investment to do for me? Is it a short-term investment? Is it a long-term investment? Is this going to be putting my kids to college? Is this going to be part of my retirement plan? So the very first thing to do, just like any other investment, like if you're going to put a apartment building in your self-directed IRA, you would definitely think that that would be something that you're looking for your retirement plan. Right?
Okay, sure.
And so the first thing that you do as an investor is say, what do I want this asset to do for me? Is this going to be a short-term flip?
So you could do that with apartment buildings, too?
You can flip with apartment buildings.
Wow.
Oh, yes, I have a client in Long Beach who has such an incredible track record of buying these properties. Now, a fixer in the apartment language, we call a value. Okay. So it has its own vocabulary,
there
right?
You go.
So if you want to be very fancy and you're looking at apartment buildings, you want to ask your broker for a value add opportunity.
Gotcha.
Okay. So now you have the lingo down. So you
I wouldn't just say a dump.
Right. Well, you know, and
I'm a simple guy. You know,
well,
you
I know, and that's true. And, you know, and as realtors, we have certain rules and regulations about things we can and can't say about neighborhoods.
Oh,
and,
yeah, right. Okay.
You know, these sorts of things. And we always want to be, you know, in compliance, of course. So,
that brings up an interesting question, because one of the things that, and I guess I could say, being that it was in the 80s, we had it was really what you would call a slum building. Right, it was over behind Disneyland, which nobody really recognized as being a hard neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that was kind of hard to predict was how much it was going to cost for painting graffiti. Right? And, you know, I don't know how you said that in a politically correct or compliant way, But it has to be figured into your cost of operations.
Absolutely.
Right?
So each different category, you know, so we have in commercial real estate or in apartment lending and apartment buying.
Now, is that the same?
We have different categories.
Commercial real estate and apartments, is that?
Yeah. So
like when I think of commercial real estate, I'm thinking like an industrial building.
Yeah. So apartments are just a small subset of commercial real estate.
Okay. Gotcha.
Anything that's 5 and more is considered to be a commercial property.
Okay.
Okay. Because you typically wouldn't live in it yourself.
Right.
As an owner. And so it is a different category. And as you know, with lending, it's a different lending category also. So now
Trump Tower wouldn't qualify there.
Trump Tower is a commercial property. But
I could live there. I wouldn't mind.
You could live there. Well, yes.
I'm not sure
exactly.
I could afford it, but I wouldn't mind living there.
That's right. But really in apartment lending, we look at all these different variables. What is the neighborhood like? Who is going to be my tenant? Because the tenants are really your clients. So apartment owners have to think of buildings as a business. It's a standalone business. And so you have to think like a business owner. So what is going to be appealing to my tenants? Does this building have those features that it needs for this neighborhood to attract the kind of clients and the kind of tenants that I would like to have? And
interesting.
Then,
we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Because I love getting this kind of a concept. Gotta be careful of, and exactly as Kathleen said, is you got to be maybe not politically correct, but compliant is the terminology that we'll use. And that's what we have Karin here for. She keeps us compliant all the time.
That's right.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, airline vouchers. We've got some interesting questions to pose for you about that. We're also going to talk about the fastest growing jobs in each and every state. Maybe not every one of them. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. Soon we'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Glad to see you on there, Michael. I got some great wine tasting in, so I'm going to have to get some new names from. I'm glad you got that new house. You're right, it is a great decision, so glad to see you with us this morning. You do a great job over there at Falling Bright Wine Merchants, and yeah, I visited almost all the wineries that you told us to go to, so we're going to have to get a new list from you. Your credit matters today, brought CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. I know yours is. Credit Sanitizer, they will help get that corrected. So here's the question I will pose, and obviously I'm not going to give you any advice when it comes to the answer to the question. So nowadays, obviously the airlines are making the news all over. Not quite the news you want to be hearing. But now they're saying that they'll give you $10,000 or up to $10,000 to incentivize you to get off the plane when they overbook them. So my question is that taxable or is it not taxable? Is that income or is it not income? That's going to be the dilemma that's coming up. You start off wanting to know, is $200, do you have to report it to Uncle Sam? I would bet the good doctor, was he in Tennessee? The one that just, Tennessee? I don't even know where it was. I thought it was Tennessee, somewhere out there in the South. And I think got a multi-million dollar settlement. So I think he'll be hiring some great tax guidance. But be interesting to see where this whole thing goes. I don't know. I'm going to check it out. We'll have to call one of our tax gurus. But I did see this come across, and I don't want to give tax advice, but it's an interesting question. What happens? And this because there's people out there. Ryan, you might find this one. I have a sister-in-law that used to live up in Northern California.
Right.
And she booked worked in Northern California, lived down in Southern California. Her parents are down here. So every Friday evening, she had a standing flight on the airline to come back to Southern California. And Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, she went back up to Northern California. And she knew exactly which flights were always overbooked. And she collected all these tickets because she was flexible. And said, I don't mind getting off the plane. I don't mind being bumped. What are you going to give me? I know you're definitely up that way. So it might be something to book those tickets and get all the freebies.
Food for thought.
Fun stuff. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Chatting today about the future. So I hope it's the future. Talking about retirement, IRA services, Karen Hall's with us. You direct IRA services. They take care of all that administrative stuff, the stuff that I don't understand how to do. Not tax advice, not legal advice,
right?
But third-party management.
Correct.
So all this stuff that we've been talking to Kathleen about, buying apartments, flipping the apartments, all kosher.
All kosher.
It just makes you hire somebody else to do the work.
Well, you want a property manager anyway, unless, of course, you like being awakened by your tenants. I think a property manager would make sense.
Absolutely. So one of the other things, one of the issues in there, because I don't know, I'm not a tax person, finance planner. I think that, if you're doing long-term holding, I don't know whether that's right or wrong in the IRA, but certainly the flip, you're going to want to do that within an IRA to lay the tax liability.
That's right. You can buy a property today, sell it tomorrow, and or a whole deal or what have you, and you're right, within an IRA, the proceeds are taxable. They're tax-free in a Roth or tax-deferred in a different kind of account.
So you're better off that way. I mean, if I don't want to do it myself, the idea is to make a bunch of money.
Make a bunch of money.
And the other idea is to keep a bunch of money, as opposed to giving it to Uncle Sam.
That is how you win the game. Yeah.
So we might, speaking of the game, you know, something with Kathleen was sharing earlier, we might have to call Hasbro and tell them the game should be changed to not buying motels, but buying apartment buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I wonder if that would make that, you know, because I think they say the average couple, I don't know if it's still the way, back 10 years ago, there was the average newlywed or couple that wasn't divorcing. You went through 3 Monopoly games.
Their lifetime.
In their life.
Okay.
Right. As a youngster, they have, with their kids, they have a Monopoly game. When they first get married, they have a Monopoly game. And I don't know when the third one was, but it was a statistic that they knew well. And because people were thinking it was just a game, but really it's real life. Right? I mean, from what you were saying, that's the idea. Buy a couple of single family homes and then go to maybe duplex, threeplex, fourplex.
That's right. And I think that the other thing about Monopoly is that you have to have a strategy.
Okay.
So that's a big part of my practice, and what I do is help people think about their strategy. And that's what Monopoly can teach us, is how to think about that. Because if you get over-leveraged, if you go out and buy too much property in Monopoly in the beginning,
right,
and you don't save some cash, then you can lose the game easily because you don't have enough money to pay the rents along the way as you go around the board.
That's interesting that you bring that up, because we don't always think about the same concept. When I used to work at Merrill Lynch, you know, you'd always want to talk about having cash. So if, you know, the market's going to go up, it's going to go down, but you can't take advantage of the market when it goes down or does any corrections if you don't have some liquidity.
Exactly. That's right. And in today's environment, economic environment, and of course, I don't want to dig too deep into the weeds with this, but in today's environment where things are trading at a very high valuation, we want to keep more liquidity and less debt in our investments, because if we do have an extra shift, we want to hang on to those properties that we already have, and it'll be cash to do that.
So what is how does the market work? I mean, when you're talking about investing in apartments, is it a cyclical type of an investment where the economy is booming, apartments boom, or counterbalance, or is there anything to any of that? If that makes any sense.
Yes, there is. There is a cycle, okay. And it has to do, in apartments, really the valuation of the property has to do with the rent.
Okay.
So if you think about, if you're buying an apartment building, you really want to be thinking a lot about, if the economy has a downturn, what pricing power will I have or will I not have potentially with my tenants? Am I buying in an area where the job market is likely to be hit? And where do my tenants work? And are their jobs likely to go away, or are they likely to get laid off, and so on and so forth? Because that will directly affect my ability and the value of my building. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So basically, it's going to be tied in. And what is it? I mean, if you're old like I am, back in the 90s when we saw a lot of the defense industry leaving Southern California,
yes,
it had a big effect. So that would have effect on apartment ownership or multifamily ownership.
Yes.
Okay. Good. So now that we're more cyclical, we're not as tied to that right now, or more diversified, I guess.
Yes.
Probably a better indication.
In Orange County and Long Beach and LA County, we really have diversified our economy since the last downturn, even so, and definitely since the 90s. When we had big adjustment in the 90s, we were primarily a defense cutting kind of town, you know, or area. Since then, we have a much more diverse economy. And so the reason many state investors are pouring money into apartments in the Orange County and market and San Diego as well, because of the fact that we are diverse and we would be seen to be resistant in a downturn.
So what is the fee to play. So when you talk about it, you know, in real estate, we know that, you know, the average person right now, first time buyer, is putting in 6% as their down payment.
Yes.
In apartments, is there some sort of a rule of thumb that we should be thinking about?
Well, you do need to have more cash.
Okay.
The commercial lenders generally require 25% down.
Okay.
So, and for instance, I was looking in the MLS for a client just yesterday, and there's a property here in the LA market, and the seller is offering 75% financing at 4.5% interest only for 5 years on a balloon. And the property, it needs work. And so the bank might not.
That's
consider,
a value add.
It's a value add.
I'm learning to go here.
Exactly. Very good. You get an A. You get an A.
Quick study. Interesting. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to talk about thinking about selling a property and what are some of the fun things and the things that aren't so fun. So we'll talk about that more with Kathleen Kramer and Karen Hall when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're all going to talk about the fastest growing job in some states. We'll talk about those also. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. They also have a fast pass pre-approval. No loan contingencies when you make an offer with the fast pass. Easy for me to say. Fast pass pre-approval. Tongue twister there. I haven't even had that orange juice vodka yet. Fastest growing jobs in each state. The U.S. unemployment rate, that would be the fake number, is 4.5%. That's U3. Remember, you got to use U6 if you want a legitimate number for as of March 2017. We'll get the numbers out tomorrow, I think, is when the jobs report generally comes out. According to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, many states, the jobs that are currently available and growing are not necessarily the ones that have traditionally been available, with the economy doing relatively well. Take a look at the fastest growing jobs in different parts of the country. Fastest growing occupation in the country, you gotta love it. Solar, and I can't even say it now. How'd you have to put this on your card? Solar photovoltaic installer. Really? Ugh. Yeah, that's a guy that puts solar panel on the roof. I mean, that's what I would put, right? Solar panel installer or something like that. $42,500 on average. Nationwide, number one fastest growing occupation group is personal care and service occupations. Two state studies had personal care and service occupations leading growth. Oh, not a bad one there. $22,000 income there, $33,000 another state. You got to love this one. Income inequality. There's a stark pay difference among the fastest growing jobs in different states. The number of record keepers in Nevada. I think record keepers in Nevada means you count 21. For example, that grew 176%, but only made $27,610. Yeah, that would probably be the guys that are counting the 21. The 27,000 is the part they report. The rest is what they live on. Food and tobacco roasting, baking, and drying machine operators in Georgia, that $27,000. Heck, at $15 an hour as minimum wage, you might be doing better off. I don't know. Those are not the jobs we want to see growing. Medical jobs likely remained high in demand in 8 states. That's the tops for there. Yeah, I'll throw this study away. That's the Word on Wealth segment. If you have a job and you want a house, Gold Star Mortgage, give them a call. They're the lender of choice for Ron Siegel Radio. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Let's get back to learning more about investing, maybe retiring. So, Karin, is there anything we have to deal with or know about if we're trying to sell a piece of property that's in our IRA? Is there any fanciness? I mean, or we just sell it and move on to the next?
I think the only thing you need to remember is that you don't own the property, the IRA does. And so we sign on behalf of the IRA. So when your IRA is selling a property, you don't sign that sales contract.
That's an interesting one.
Offer to purchase, we sign on behalf of the IRA. So if you sign it yourself, you're in hot water. So you always have to remember that we sign on behalf of the IRA.
So that's sort of like in a trust where you're signing as trustee. You're doing it, but you're going to whoever it is that is the
custodian.
The custodian is the term here.
Correct. The custodian signs.
Now, do you sign the listing agreement as well?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all done that way.
Correct.
Now, so then, Kathleen, who are you going to call then when you have an offer? Do you call the custodian or do you call, who gets called? Who makes the decisions?
The person who owns the IRA. They get called and then they self-direct and then they advise us that they need something signed. They advise us that they need money dispersed. So the person who's self-directing, they're like the point man for the whole deal. You know, they're the center.
That must be an interesting arrangement, you know, because in with legal lending team, you know, you have to be really careful of who you talk to, right? Because you're not giving out enough information. So there's got to be some signed agreements between being the contract is between Kathleen and the custodian or the IRA.
Yes.
But the conversation has got to go through whoever owned the IRA.
No, we've got that figured out.
Yeah, so you guys but I'm not saying that you guys all have to deal in all those kind of things.
So if somebody needs account information, they get a third-party authorization form that the account holder signs.
Great, okay.
Then we have permission. So we've got that all dialed in. We're good.
So the important part of the thing that we want to know about that is that when you hire somebody that knows what they're doing, they've, in essence, for the simple person, they have backside covered.
As much as we can, yeah. it is self-directed. We have to remind you. You got to watch what you're doing. But that's what we're here to help and guide you along the way.
And you and I have talked about this in the past. The whole idea is that you're not going to be giving the legal guidance. You might provide the questions to ask.
That's right.
The legal people.
Exactly.
And the tax people as well. So, okay, Kathleen, we're going to start putting you on the spot here a little bit. Important things I need to do in advance of selling property.
Oh, well, I have a checklist. And so people can go to my website and they can get a checklist at libertyre.net.
Okay.
But really just the things to do is, first of all, is to have your maintenance person or go with your person and inspect your own property. Walk through the units. Just fix anything that might be obvious, water leaks that are active, things like that. Make sure smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors are working and that the tenants agree not to remove them for the next couple of months, because we know those of us who own real estate will understand that the next time they need a battery for the remote control or something, they're pulling that smoke detector off of the ceiling and they're, hey, I got one right up here, So, just going through and cleaning things up and being tidy. The other thing in apartments that might not be as important in single family investing is to make sure that you have your financials in order. So whether you're using QuickBooks or an Excel spreadsheet, just to make sure that you have your income numbers and your expense numbers for the last 2 years. Because the buyer of an apartment building is going to need to see those. And the bank that's going to do the loan is going to want those. And so making sure that you have those things and your rental agreement order, that really is 80% of the work of selling the building, is just getting the seller organized and getting the property ready for the market.
If you have a professional property manager, will that solve a lot of those issues for you? Do they take care of keeping that stuff in order for you?
It really depends on the agreement that you have with the manager.
Okay.
Some managers are full service, and yes, absolutely, they do all the bookkeeping, they will go through and do all the inspections. Some apartment owners just have a property manager to answer questions for the tenants or handle maintenance requests or collect the rent once a month, and they don't really have the manager do a full service like that. So it really varies depending on the property and really with the number of units. When you have less than 16 units, you don't need to have a resident manager on site. This might vary in different parts of the country, but in California, if you have 16 units, then you need to have a resident manager on site.
Interesting. Okay. So, And again, those just goes to the things that, many of us don't know because we're not in it. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to hire great people to work with you.
You need an expert. You need a Sherpa, somebody to walk you through. Walk you through the process. Like you're climbing Mount Everest.
Like llama.
You need to have somebody that knows what they're doing with a team of people, because you need a team of people. Just like when you're buying a house, you need a team of people to help you through the process.
Sounds like it's a very similar to buying a house. It's just a bigger scale.
There's just more zeros, Ron.
I like that idea. So especially if you're selling and you start off with a couple of zeros and you end up with a few zeros, you're better off.
That's right. Again, I hate to keep beating this, but it's like Monopoly. You just keep growing your portfolio, and that's really what we do, is try to help our clients with their portfolio management and their strategy.
So if that's the case, are you consistently looking at what next to sell?
Yeah, well, looking at what next to sell, what next to buy, what can I do to improve the income and or decrease the expenses on the property that I already own? There are some pretty interesting things coming into the marketplace with Airbnb and with different aspects of some of the healthcare needs that we have in this country. So there are some things that you can do as an owner if you already own a property to increase the income or decrease the expenses and improve the value of your asset that way.
Interesting information. We didn't even get into the short-term aspect of what we're doing here, and we don't have enough time to today. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next.